In Northwest News on KPLU, Royal Dutch Shell's Arctic prospecting plans have sparked two new lawsuits. An alliance of environmental and Alaska-based community groups is challenging the sale of leases in the Chukchi Sea. The second suit takes issue with Shell's exploration plan, which was recently approved by a federal agency. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Eric Groffy is with Earth Justice, which filed the suit against Shell's Arctic exploration plan in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Groffy's representing 10 other groups, including the Alaska Wilderness League, Sierra Club, and Friends of the Earth. The plan recently got a green light from the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management.
The specific plan that Shell's developed was approved very quickly in 30 days with just a very cursory environmental review.
He says Shell's record in the Arctic was already bad after its failed attempts to explore there in 2012, with one drilling rig, the Kulik, running aground and totaled, and another catching fire. The company subsequently paid more than $1 million for air pollution violations, and its main contractor pled guilty for felony convictions and paid $12 million in fines.
2012 went terribly, and here comes Shell again with another plan, this one even bigger and dirtier and more intense and more risky, to drill in the Chukchi Sea, right in the heart of habitat for walruses and bowhead whales.
And he says the U.S. Interior Department hasn't done adequate review of that plan. Shell says it has learned some important lessons since then and added to its fleet, for example, replacing the Kulik with the much newer Polar Pioneer. That rig is currently parked at Seattle's Terminal 5. Spokesman Curtis Smith said via email the company believes its most recent exploration plan is robust and expects regulators were equally thorough in the process they used to approve it. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.